So, Nick, over to you to lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, in whom we know the power of redemption, you stand among us in the shadows of our time. As we move through every sorrow and trial of this life, uphold us with knowledge of the final morning, when in the glorious presence of your risen Son, we will share in his resurrection, redeemed and restored to the fullness of life, and forever freed to be your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that, like the disciples who were walking on the road to Emmaus, we may experience the presence of God, albeit at first not fully recognized, in those we encounter who walk with us and share our journey. May we also bring comfort and compassion to others, especially during this period of darkness for our world, where so many are suffering both in body and in mind. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we bring before you those who are in hospital with coronavirus, especially those in intensive care, in some cases fighting for their lives without having the comfort of their loved ones beside them. We pray that they may feel your presence, and with that strength may be sustained by the promise of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for the selfless dedication and commitment of those healthcare professionals and staff who are caring for the sick, and pray they may be protected from disease themselves so that they may continue to serve others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our church community and thank you for the opportunity of fellowship with this congregation of familiar faces from many different locations around the world, for the possibility afforded by today's technology to worship together and share with each other the knowledge of your presence. We give thanks for all those who contribute to the organization of these services, and for Andrew, who presides over them so graciously. May we continue to grow and flourish in your care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for the whole world, that nations may find common cause to work together, to achieve unity where before there was division, to find peace where before there was conflict, and to lower the barriers of pride, aggression, and greed, so as to engender a spirit of cooperation, mutual respect, and caring for those less fortunate. Inspire our leaders and governments to find new and fairer ways of doing things coming out of this dark moment in our history. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer. Loving Father, we pray for all those who are in particular need, the sick and sorrowing, the lonely and distraught, those tormented in body or mind. And in a moment of silence, we think especially of those known to us personally who are in need of our prayers. We remember those who have died and those who mourn, and ask that when the fever of life is over, you will grant us safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at last. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Amen.